The topic for this morning's class invites meditation, and the topic is the meaning and the glories of the Holy Name. So with this Jaya Radha Madhava song that we inherited from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, gifted to us by our founder Acharya, as we sing the song, please meditate on the meaning. This is the theme of this morning's class. Could somebody open those windows? We get some nice fresh air in here. According to Haridas Thakur, in Harinam Chintamani, again, a great resource for us is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who's giving us all these wonderful teachings and messages. There are primary and secondary names of God. And the primary names, they're in relation to Krishna and his interaction with his devotees, his qualities that demonstrate his loving exchange with his devotees of some form or another. And so these primary names, according to Haridas Thakur and Bhaktivinoda, they carry one to the stage of love of God. The secondary names, they can take one to the position of liberation. Liberation is fantastic, and beyond fantastic is super fantastic, is love of God. And that's the teaching that we've been given. It's the gift that Lord Chaitanya wanted to give. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, out of so many, many songs, this is one, it's a very simple song, meditating upon the meaning of the names while singing the names helps us experience the love of God potency, the awakening of our loving attraction for Krishna in his position in the spiritual world, specifically in Goloka. Each of the names, listen to the names, meditate on the meaning of the names. This is a theme that will be presented for the rest of this short class this morning. If these second windows could also be open, that would be nice. There's one is open, but the other is not. And over here as well, just move the plants. And then replace them to keep the window open. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Badabha Giri Vardhadi Bijana Balabha Giri Vardhadi Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vardhadi Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachadi Jamuna Tira Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi jana balabha girivara dhadi. Gopi jana balabha girivara dhadi. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Vishnupad Parabahamsa. Hari Vijagacharaja Astatarasita Sisi Madhas Divine Drink. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sira Prabhupada Ki. Amanta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki. Shri Shri Kishore Kishori Ki. Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki. Kaur Pimanandi. That was a Gauramani Hari Bol, right? Hari Bol, Gauramani, Hari Bol. Please accept mine. Nice to see you. Nice to have you with us, too. Well, the color, but not so good. Oh well. So the meaning and the glories of the holy name. One of our texts for performing devotional service properly, a primary text is Hari Bhakti Vilas. Hari Bhakti Vilas is a how-to manual, how to perform devotional service. And one of these days, the translation of the Govardhan School will be available of Hari Bhakti Vilas so we can have a proper translation. One of the how-to messages in Hari Bhakti Vilas is how to chant mantra. And one of the messages is when chanting mantra, one should meditate upon the meaning of the mantra. Kind of obvious, but that's where attention should go, to enter into the mantra, receive what the mantra is intended to give. We need proper guidance to know the meaning. because otherwise people have different meanings. Just like Vallabhacharya came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I have some explanation of the meaning of the name Krishna. But Chaitanya dismissed him. I don't need another meaning of Krishna. It's just Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jasoda. That's all. Not this means that. It's just that Krishna and his loving dealings. That very statement finds its way again into Jiva Goswami's writings. Quoting from scripture, but Krishna means the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jasoda. That one. Because there may be many people of the name Krishna, but it just refers to that one. So, meditating upon the meaning, this is where we're going to begin. In Shikshastakam, we hear Lord Chaitanya, after giving the first verse, which is glories of the holy name, opulences of the holy name, greatness, the majesty of the holy name, comes the second verse, which is Namnam Akari Bahudha, which Prabhupada has translated as Krishna has unlimited names, Bahudha, such as Krishna and Govinda. The Supreme Lord has many names, unlimited names. Nijasarva Shaktis, each of which is invested with innumerable potencies. So within each of the names of Krishna, they're unlimited names, there are special potencies invested in each one. So we're going to go through some of them, starting with some of the terms in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone that's read Bhagavad Gita knows from time to time Arjuna addresses Krishna in different terms. And each of those terms is invoking an aspect of Krishna. And that when that aspect of Krishna is invoked, that the heart of Arjuna is then open to that specific aspect. So similarly, when we chant names, meditating upon the meaning of the names, different names are for different potencies of the unlimited potencies of Krishna. Unlimited. So that's how we're going to begin. Names of Krishna and their meanings. Oops. Okay, the contrast is all right. Madhava. It's like the Jaya Radha Madhava. Madhava means the goddess of fortune. The Radha Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Now, the goddess of fortune, we're at least commonly accustomed to thinking of Lakshmi as the goddess of fortune. Someone was asking me the other day, when I grew up, I was worshipping Lakshmi, and sometimes, although I'm chanting my 16 rounds, my thoughts go to worship of Lakshmi. Is that okay? I said two things. We don't worship Lakshmi separate from Narayan. We don't do that. And when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Lakshmi is already there. Because Lakshmi and all the goddesses of fortune are expansions of Radha. Just as Narayana is an expansion of the original personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. So it's already included. Just chant Hare Krishna. Everything's there. And then a little, I heard from Jananivas, so that means it's authoritative when you hear something from Jananivas. The head pujari in Mayapur, there were some deities brass deities that were somehow acquired or donated way, way, way back when the property in Mayapur was first acquired. Some of you have been there, you know, there's a little grass hut where Prabhupada stayed, and part of that little grass hut, before there were any buildings, is part of it was where the deities were worshipped. I forget what he said, they gave a name, but Prabhupada said, no, it must be Radha Madhava, because the place of the Yogpith, the central place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be called Madhava, because he's the husband of the goddess of fortune. And Radha is the goddess of fortune, so it must be Radha Madhava. Something to that effect. That's what Prabhupada said. So Jai Radha Madhava. When we sing Jai Radha Madhava, it means that form of Krishna who is presiding in the center place of the personality of Godhead, in this case Mayapur. Then another name of Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita is Rishikesha. So by calling the name Rishikesha, we're inviting that aspect of the Lord where he's controller of the senses, or he gives direction to the senses. And that means not in Maya, only in the service of Krishna. That's an aspect of Krishna, Rishikesha. And Achyuta. Achyuta. Chyuta means fallen, and Achyuta is cannot fall or infallible. See, he's the object of meditation for one who wishes to enter into the realm of transcendence. He's beyond the modes of nature and beyond karma, beyond prakriti, and he may appear here, he's never influenced by. That's an aspect of Krishna known as Achyuta. We'll see this name Achyuta one more time. And in the painting at the upper left, this is Jana Sharma, the guru of Gopakumar, who's giving him his mantra, Gopal mantra. But the mantra of the Supreme Lord who's in the spiritual sky, in Goloka. Here's, finally, Gopakumar makes it. In the mature stage of his chanting of his mantra, which we should also aspire for, to come to the mature stage of our chanting. That's what we're here for. So he who is the infallible Achyuta. Again, we'll hear this name one more time. Similarly, this is Narada speaking to Dhruva, and he also gave him mantra. Different mantra than the Gopal mantra, but mantra. And similarly, Dhruva went beyond his material desire and became filled with only one desire. He left behind by contact with Achyuta, the infallible. The fallible Dhruva became infallible by chanting the mantra of the Supreme Lord. And pretty cool, huh? Keshava, another name mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, indicating a feature of Krishna's form. He has fine, long, black hair. Keshava. And another name of Krishna is Madhusudana, mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. So that name Madhusudana is invoked to indicate Krishna who kills the demon Madhu. Madhu was trying to steal the Vedas, Madhu and Kaitava. And Madhusudana took the Vedas back and finished them. So he's a name for Krishna is this feature of him, the killer of the Madhu demon. Janardana is another name found in Bhagavad Gita. So one may address Krishna that way. Janardana, that's an aspect of Krishna who is the original abode and protector and maintainer of all living beings. And that's a lot of living beings. Janardana, both in the material and in the spiritual world. It's an aspect of Krishna. Again, invoking these names and meditating upon these names helps us connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm going to say this a few times this morning, quickly. The whole of our weekend theme in meditation is taking shelter. Taking shelter of whom? If we have some idea of the whom we are being encouraged to take shelter of, it invites taking shelter. So it's a step-by-step process. Who take shelter of, and then the transformation of heart, which is that umbrella, if you remember from yesterday morning, the umbrella that wards off the miseries of material existence, but at the same time, very light shower of nectar on the inside of the umbrella, the bliss of our connection with Krishna. The two lotus feet of Krishna are like that. The lotus feet of the holy name, the tips of the toes of the lotus feet of the holy name are like that. You just have to touch the tip of the toe of the holy name and get this benefit. So this is intended to assist us in the process of surrender to the holy name by appreciating the name, an aspect of Krishna or Krishna himself. Another name of Krishna is Varshneya. Varshneya means Krishna who is a descendant of the Vrishni dynasty. If you look at the family tree, Vishnu and Andaka and Bhoja, these are kings that come in the line in which Krishna chose to take his birth or make his appearance in this world. So they became honored by Krishna's appearing in their line. And so Varshneya indicates that relationship of Krishna with his dear devotee, Vishnu, who appeared in his family lineage. Ari Sudhana, Krishna who kills the Aris. Sudhana, a killer of the Aris, the enemies of Krishna. And there were lots of them. And Krishna finished them in very attractive ways. And the demigods showered flowers when Krishna did it. Purushottama. Now this is a secondary name in the sense that it indicates his position. So he's the greatest of all persons. Purusha Uttama. This is Krishna rescuing the princesses who were under captivity. 16,000 princesses. Krishna killed the demon that had collected them all and then married them all with their appeal. So he's the greatest of all persons. When we understand the name of Krishna in relation to pastimes like this, then it moves into this primary name, because otherwise Purushottama is more of a generic name of the greatest person. Another name, Yadava, just like this prayer, this song that Mahaprabhu would sing as he was traveling in South India, found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and sometimes we sing during Kirtan. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Yadavaya. Unto Yadava, Krishna who appeared in this Yadu dynasty of Yadava line. Keshisudana, the killer of the Keshi demon. Vasudev, son is Vasudev. That's Vasudev carrying Krishna to the other side of the river Jamuna in the middle of the night in a big storm with Ananta protecting. Another name mentioned in Bhagavad Gita is Yogeshwara, Krishna who is the master of all mysticism. Whatever power a yogi may manifest, Krishna is the source of that. And he's the source of all of the other things that they don't have. He's the reservoir of all mysticism, the master of all mysticism. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. But then the ultimate name, after so many, many names and thousands of names, tens of thousands, millions, unlimited numbers of names, Namnam Akari Bahuda, unlimited numbers of names. But of all those names, that the best of all names, Prabhupada would like to say this, is Krishna. Because within Krishna is everything. All these other names are within Krishna because Krishna is the repository or the basis, the support of everything. And all his expansions and all his qualities and all his characteristics and all his loving exchanges, which these names indicate, he is the reservoir of them all. And the meaning of Krishna, commonly Prabhupada would say, it means the all-attractive. To indicate the all-attractiveness of Krishna, so this is meditation, when we're chanting Krishna's name. All of this is not just information, it's inspiration and meditation. Hopefully these images and these names will help you get some support to take deeper shelter as we chant the rest of the morning. Prabhupada referred to the Vishnu Purana message of Parashara Muni, where Parashara Muni said that the name Bhagavan is singular. There's Bhagavan means one who possesses van, all bhagas or opulences in their fullness, and he lists the six opulences. And there's, of course, there's subsections or components of those six primary opulences. But all beauty, all knowledge, all strength, all knowledge, all renunciation, etc. So somewhere there's someone that's wealthy and someone more wealthy and someone more wealthy. But who is that person who can claim he is the proprietor of all riches, using Prabhupada's term? That's Bhagavan. And similarly, all knowledge, all renunciation, all strength, all beauty, all fame. Even the atheists, they know about God. They say God doesn't exist, but you know, he's famous. Theists and atheists alike. So he, who is the source of all of those expansions of Bhagavan, that's Krishna. We saw this slide yesterday, taken from Baladeva Vidyabhusan's commentary on the thousand names of Krishna. And when he touches on the name of Krishna, the 20th out of the 1,000 names, he gives this message. The syllable Krish means existence, and the syllable Na means bliss. The combination of these two is Krishna, the name of the Supreme Personality of God. This is a very special Upanishad, Gopal Tapani Upanishad, one of the primary texts of the Shruti section of the Vedas, giving the meaning of the name Krishna. Very interesting. In that, commonly the Upanishads are thought of as presenting the impersonal Brahman. However, this Gopaltapani Upanishad, if you read carefully in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, there are some portions of the Upanishads that are in this higher level of understanding Bhagavan, and they're not interested in the polemics of people arguing this and that. They just want to glorify the personality of Godhead, like devotees who are taking shelter wish to simply glorify and take shelter of the personality of Godhead. So Gopaltapani is one of those. Jiva Goswami wrote a commentary on that one. He makes this mention in his Tattva Sandarbha. When the word Krishna is uttered in a mantra, the very moment the first syllable is vibrated, this sound attracts the attention of Lord Krishna himself. So when you're chanting and you're meditating on the meaning of Krishna so that you can give yourself to Krishna through that sound vibration, please know that Krishna, the all-attractive, becomes attracted. It's a relationship. It's not just something you're supposed to do. It is something that we're encouraged to do. Take shelter of the all-attractive. Bring the mind to one place, even if it wants to go many places. Like any place but that one place. Continue to direct the mind to that one place. And when that sincere and serious effort is made to take shelter of Krishna like that, know and meditate on the fact Krishna becomes attracted. You're just calling his name. I want to make this short, so I don't want to say too many things. But it's just a common experience. If there's so many sounds in the room, but somebody over on this side of the room or next to you says your name, isn't it natural that attention increases? Like Bhakti Mitch. Jai Jagannath. Rak Tak. You can see he smiles. It's natural. Now, where does that natural propensity come from? It comes from the source of everything, where everything comes from. It's not a solo effort. It's not a doership effort. It's a relationship, entering into a relationship. We're calling Krishna's name, and Krishna becomes attracted. Even if we're dull, sometimes you may feel, I'm just really dull. Even if you're dull, Krishna becomes attracted. We mentioned this yesterday, but it's nice. When Narayana heard Ajamila call Narayana, he thought, oh, he's calling my name. I must come at once and rescue him. Immediately. Yogakshema vaham yaham. Immediately. What to speak of in the course of the rest of the morning until we complete our 32-round scheduled time? Strive like anything to feelingly, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was describing in his wonderful prayers yesterday. Kandiya kandiya. Weeping and weeping. Please give me shelter. Please give me shelter. He wants to give us shelter. We don't have to plead for him. He's begging us. You please come to me. We're going, I don't know. When I have a problem, I'll come to you. Anyway, Krishna doesn't need us to do anything. But when we appeal in that feeling way, it's natural. Natural. Krishna's attention will come even more. Then the relationship thickens. Like Prabhupada's example of making milk sweets. I don't know if any of you made milk sweets or sweet rice. And it starts liquidy. Just keep, you know, the heat keeps stirring. It gets thicker and thicker and thicker. Like that, boiling the milk, Prabhupada. So, keep going. Not, Krishna paid attention. Yay. What's next? So just continue in that mood, Krishna permitting. I'll just a little sharing. I'll try to end quickly. In central New Jersey, there's a new center, and we held a japa retreat sometime, I forget even when it was, in the month of January, I think. And one of the persons who attended, it commonly happens at the end, some person or persons will come. So one gentleman came, and you know, we had finished our, it was a 64 round day. So it's just preparing for the Sunday class, because it was full day Sunday. I'm sitting in a room. He came in, may I speak? Because, you know, I've completed my 64 rounds. It was Mona Vrata, but so we're in a little side room. So I just want to share this with you. This is Krishna's attention message. I've been around the Hare Krishna movement for 8-9 years. I'm not a serious chanter. You know, 3 rounds, 4 rounds. And I've had lots of opportunity for association, but I never really took advantage of it. There were other retreats and things like that, japa retreats. I never really went. But this was at the temple, so it was like, okay, I gotta go. It wasn't like, you know, rah, rah. It was, I gotta go. I have to avail myself to this. So I came thinking, it was kind of like blasé. Let's see what happens. But the things that I heard really inspired me. He mentioned a couple of things. And so I thought, let me try. You know, Adav Shraddhar. Let me try. And I started chanting. And, you know, somewhere through the first 16 rounds, something happened. It was just amazing. This is what he wanted to share. I felt like I was floating. Very, very light, either floating in the air or floating in the water, just effortlessly moving and light, and it was euphoric. I've never experienced anything like that. And it just continued and continued. And then I started thinking, wow, let me continue this. And it just went away. Then I was trying and trying and didn't come back. So then I threw my hands up in the air and said, let me just complete 64. I've never chanted more than 8 rounds, max. So I just surrendered to the holy name. I can't even remember the exact message that he heard that was the shelter of inspiration for him. So I just took, maybe it was that Krishna hears and Krishna accepts us. When we call for Krishna to accept us. Like a child that goes like this. Everybody knows what that means. Doesn't matter what language or culture you live in. That means, please pick me up. Everybody knows. And so, mother comes and picks the child up. And then, in about 30 seconds, the child's looking to the father, going like that. And the child goes to the father's arms for about 30 seconds, and then he's wiggling, he wants to go down again. Because that shelter, that position of safety. So he did like that. He just threw my hands up and said, do with me what you want. And it happened again. I was floating. And right to the very end, So this was amazing. So my conclusion is, he said, Krishna is real. And the other conclusion is 16 rounds. Shame on me for not chanting 16 rounds. I will chant 16 rounds. But it's just this thing. Krishna is real. And we take shelter of him, and Krishna, it may not be you float, but there's transformation of the heart of some kind. That's in the first verse of Shikshastakam. For sure. Chaita Dharpana Marjanam is going on. For sure. And then Krishna can transform us however Krishna deems appropriate to transform us. But we, to get to that transformation, the spiritual potencies within Krishna's name, it helps to know who Krishna is, and these names give some indication of who he really is. The reciprocation will come, and the heart will change, and we can move from where we are to where we want to be. That big gap from where we are and where we want to be. Not going to happen on our effort, it's going to happen on reciprocation from Krishna. We make some effort, for sure. Then this other name, I'm going to end, Govinda. This is from the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda, Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Jiva Goswami explained the name Krishna is used initially because he's the Ishvara Parama. But the name Govinda is very special. Therefore, Anadir Adir Govinda. The message of Brahma Samhita is Govinda. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Because it indicates that Avatari, the source of Krishna that resides in Goloka Vrindavan, where with everyone, Govinda is giving pleasure to the senses. He's giving pleasure to the cows. And so many nice paintings of Krishna engaging with the cows. And the cows have love for Krishna too, as Krishna loves them. Krishna loves cows. And the cows love Krishna. Very, very special pastimes of Krishna with the cows. But this Govinda name means he who is the presiding person of Goloka. Govinda resides in Goloka. And this Goloka is the topmost realm. And in the very center of this Goloka planet, Radha and Krishna reside. This is an illustration of the Gayatri, or the Gayatri mantra that Gaudiya Vaishnavas receive, that helps us. The same Gopal mantra that Gopakumar received, that carried him to Goloka. So we have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra mindfully, consciously, carefully, with submission to the Supreme Person. I've gone way beyond the time I wanted to. I'll try to go quickly. Because there's some nice points. This is at Shukadev Goswami, and I'm not going to read the text. Just the essence of it is, Shukadev Goswami had experienced the bliss of Brahman. He had zero attraction for the bliss of sense gratification. He had full absorption in Brahman, but he became attracted when hearing Srimad Bhagavatam's message to the pastimes of Ajita. He became attracted by the pleasing, most melodious pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, Ajita, or Krishna, the unconquerable Lord. He therefore spoke mercifully this supreme Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, anyway, this is from the 12th canto, describing the attraction of beyond the bliss of Brahman was the happiness of being in the shelter of Ajita and his wonderful pastimes and his wonderful form and his wonderful qualities, just by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all of that is compressed in the holy name. So now you saw this. There's just three slides. These are glories. And we'll end. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by the liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. This is Rupa Goswami in the first of his eight prayers to the holy name. Here is Sanatan Goswami speaking something of appreciation of the holy name. All glories, all glories to the all-blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation, and worship. When, somehow or other, uttered even once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. Notice the illustration at the bottom. The sound of Krishna is entering into the ear. A verse spoken in the second canto, chapter 1, by Shukadev Goswami, pictured in the top. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. I think we fit into at least one of those three categories. And further, this is Shukadev Goswami speaking in summary of the glories of the holy name, sixth canto. Etan, etavan, evalokesmin, pungsang dharma, parak smrita, bhakti yoga bhagavati, tan nama, graha nadibihi. Devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. So we have the opportunity, created especially before Kishore Kishori, and someone can bring Tulsi Devi back out again, and Haridas Thakur. These are all sources, of course, Srila Prabhupada, to help give us support and the devotees staying together, especially it's a nice day. Not too hot, not too this, not too that. Stay inside if you can, as much as you can. Stay fixed in the Sangha of devotees. If you need to go for a walk, there's nice places. There's a lake down there, very peaceful. But this is beyond peaceful. This is transcendental. But you may need to go for a walk. That's okay. And stay absorbed. Recall the messages. If you need, take a look at your notes or something or other to refresh, pause and introspect and messages that you've heard, and take shelter and feel Krishna accepting you as you're submitting to him through his holy name. And may your hearts transform. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So please maintain mona. Breakfast will be at 9. You can take breakfast or not. Eat lightly, I advise you. Hare Krishna.